Welcome to the Jessica Pennelly Podcast. I am the female coach to empower your mind and teach you how to become confident in your body. Join me on this voice journey as I hold space for you to reconnect back to yourself. Hello and welcome back to the Jessica Pennelly Podcast. I've landed back in P-Town, in brackets, Perth. I'm sad. I loved Sydney so much. I loved all the experiences I had, all the networking opportunities, and I was just so fucking super creative while I was over in Sydney. I completely revamped my one-on-one coaching, Lifestyle by Design. So applications are open now. And if you're wondering, okay, what is the one-on-one coaching? What do you get with that? It is for busy women. Busy women who are students, who are moms, who are working 9 to 5s, run their own business, whatever it may be, however you classify yourself as busy, it is for you. And it is all about repairing the relationship that you have with yourself, because let's be real, and we're going to dive a little bit into this today, but let's be real. Until you repair what is happening inside of you, what's happening internally, until you repair and nurture and soothe and forgive and love and care for and trust the most important relationship, which is the relationship with self, nothing is going to ever flow in your favor. It may go for a while, but it's not going to be like that forever. And that is something that took me such a long time. It took me such a long time to realize that if I don't fix the relationship that I have with myself, the way that I talk to myself, the way that I project myself towards other people, the energy that I'm emitting, like that's so damn fucking important, the energy that you're putting out. If I don't fix all this, like I am just gonna keep playing victim. I'm gonna keep feeling shame and guilt and fear and people please and doubt myself. And after doing so much work and still doing the work, do not get me wrong, I continue the work every single day. Personal development is just one of my favorite things ever. It's a hobby. I would say it's a hobby, but now it's like my full-time gig to help you all get to that place as well. If you're nodding your head and you're like, yes, this is me, yes, 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 head to the show notes. Apply for a spot on Lifestyle by Design. It is application only. I do not just take on anyone. I need to make sure that we vibe, that as a coach, I can give you what you need. And as my client, as someone who's getting coached, that you are able to get what you need from the coaching experience. Head to the show notes, go apply, let's get on a Zoom call, let's vibe, let's talk about where you want to be in 6 to 12 months time and envision what that's going to feel like and envision. And one question I'll share with you now, one question I always ask my applicants on the call, which is a very important question to me. What is it going to look like and feel like for you if in a year's time you were still in the exact same position? Think about that. Like, what is it going to feel like for you? How are you going to feel inside? What are you going to look like if you stay exactly where you are and you keep making excuses? A big thing for me over the years was that I constantly made excuses for my growth, to change, to get out of my comfort zone, to leave relationships, to end friendships. Like, I made fucking excuses, and I don't want you to keep making excuses. So show notes, apply, and I cannot wait to get on a Zoom call with you. And before we get started, I just say, look, I'm speechless, but I cannot share how appreciative I am of every single one of you that listens to the podcast, every single one of you that shares it on your socials, that sends me feedback, that shares with me what you've learned, writes in my question box. I've actually been doing Q&As every Monday to Friday, like a little question box, and it's been great. I love it. I would do it like maybe once a week, if that sometimes, once every fortnight. And I just got into the habit in like the last week in Sydney. So here we are, go ask me a question. I make an effort to answer as many as possible that I know is going to provide as much value to everyone. And something that I have found is getting in questions and being able to answer different questions and what you are all thinking and what's happening from another woman's life and another woman's point of view is the fact that I get to learn so much more. I get to educate myself so much more on how I can be a better coach. So I would love it. That was a little tangent, but I would love it if you could leave me a review, a written review, a five-star review, whatever you want. Share it on your socials. Tag me at Jess Pennelly. Tag the podcast at the Jessica Pennelly podcast. If you don't follow us on Instagram, go follow. But it would mean so much to me. Anyway, let's get into today's episode. And this is going to be a little bit of a tough love situation. I got a question on one of my question boxes and I highly disagreed. And I actually did an IGTV about it. I did a little bit of a story, but I thought, you know what? I'm going to speak about this tomorrow on the podcast. It was yesterday. And the question was, I believe something along the statement of, I believe you are either born with confidence or not. You can't create it. And I kind of read that and I was like, what the fuck? Like, why do you have that attitude? And I know that it's taken me a lot of time to kind of understand the ways you can grow and the ways you can develop confidence. And this can be with anything in life, as I'm going to get into. But my first and foremost comment to that is, if you are going to believe that frame of mind, if you're going to stay in that type of mindset, that is a fixed mindset. And with a fixed mindset, you will not get far in life. You will not be able to overcome any barriers. You will not be able to overcome any difficulties in your life. If you stay in a fixed mindset, you are going to be fixed in your life. You are going to live a life that is stagnant, a life limited of opportunities. You are going to live a life that just feels like it's running on autopilot and it's not fun and it's the same shit every single day. And as you can tell, get a little bit fired up because, you know, one of the reasons why I do what I do is to empower you to be the highest version of yourself. And I want you to know that you should always be striving, be grateful for what you have, but strive to be better than you were yesterday. Strive to make a change. Strive to call yourself out on your own bullshit. This is what I'm doing. I'm calling you out on your bullshit, and it's time for you to do the same thing. If you think you cannot create something, if you think you cannot change, if you think that you cannot possibly live life in a different way, then you are literally going to live that type of reality. You are going to live in a way that is just going to be running like whatever. Like you're going to literally have the attitude of whatever. This is my life. This is it. And so instead of living and being fixated on a fixed mindset, start to adopt a growth mindset. You know, where you grow, where you find opportunities, where you reach a roadblock and you're like, okay, how can I shift this into my favor? How can I learn from this? How can I learn from this heartbreak? How can I learn from this rejection? What are the lessons here? Growing, and you know, the names of it, fixed versus growth mindset. I've done a podcast episode on this, so definitely go. I can't quite remember. I know it was last year sometime, but go update yourself on what fixed and growth mindset is. But as the name suggests, if you're going to be in a fixed mindset, you're going to be fixed. You're going to be stagnant in life. In a growth mindset, you are going to grow. You're going to get to what you want to be. And I think it's so sad that, and if you're listening and you feel like you are in a fixed mindset, which can sometimes be hard to admit, right? We don't want to admit when we are comfortable, when we're staying the same, when we're living in fear. It's hard to admit that. And that's a big part of my private coaching. That's a big part of what I teach my Woman Up Monthly members as well, is to step into that fear, is to feel that fear. And I want you right now with me, if you are identifying with this, with what I am saying, with what I am preaching to you, step into the fear, feel it, and then realize that you have the power to change that fear into something that is going to help you grow. That is something that is going to help you evolve. That is something that you can wake up in the morning and you're like, fuck yeah, I have everything I need to make a change. Even if every day that is the smallest thing, you know, which equals a compound effect. You do one small thing every single day, it's going to build up. You know, it's better to get to the end of the week and you've done 5 minutes worth of something every day, 35 minutes more than you would have done if you've done 0 minutes of something every single day. We are now, it is now, what is it? March 3rd. It is March 3rd. I hope that you are listening and you're like, what can I change? How can I make a difference? How can I evolve? How can I stop doubting myself? One of the number one things that women come to me and I work with is being happy within themselves, creating happiness within themselves, finding a purpose that doesn't just attach them to a mom, that doesn't just attach them to a student, doesn't just attach them to a sister, a girlfriend, partner, whatever it may be. They want to find that identity within themselves and be okay within themselves. And you know, that only starts when you start to decide that you have control over where you can be. Because the more that you feed into a fixed mindset, the more that you feed into I can't or I don't or it's impossible or it's too hard, the more that you are going to seek out evidence in your reality to literally tell you, yeah, you're right. It is too hard. It is too impossible. Well, guess what? Life is fucking hard. Life is fucking hard, but it's about what you make it. It's about what you do with it. It's about the choices that you choose, that you get to decide. It's about how you want to live your life. Decide that. It's as simple as that, and it's as hard as that. That's the funny thing. It's as simple, yet it's as hard. Because as I said, it's not going to be easy. I'm not going to tell you, you know, you want to change your confidence or you want to change the relationships that you attract. You want to change your job, your money, whatever it may be. And it's going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen overnight. It's hard work. And, you know, this is something, and I speak, as always, I speak from experience. The past few days, probably the best part of the past week, I have been really struggling to come to terms with some things that are shifting that I associate my identity with when it comes to business and when it comes to my external world, my relationships and stuff. There's just a few shifts because I feel inside of me there's a bit of stagnant energy. But I know that if I keep going on and on, running on that hamster wheel, just doing the same thing just because it's easy, I know I'm going to be so unhappy with myself. And I know I'm going to get to 3 months, 6 months, 12 months, 2 years and think, why didn't I just do that sooner? Have you had those moments where you start something and you're like, why didn't I just start this sooner? There are a few things that I've been implementing literally the past couple of days that I'm like, ah, I should have started this time last year when I first thought of it. You know what I mean? But we learn from that. It's not to beat yourself up. It's not to hate yourself. It's not to be nasty to yourself or put yourself down. It's not about that at all. It's about acknowledging how you can do better. It's acknowledging how you can be the best possible version for yourself. It's acknowledging, how can I show up for myself today? How can I show up for myself and make myself happy, make myself proud? How do I want to live with myself? And these are the questions that are hard, but they're the questions that we need. They're the questions, the honest questions that we need to ask ourselves, that we need to journal on, that we need to meditate on. Stop thinking something is out of your reach, because the more you keep thinking that, the more you're going to be vibrating on that frequency that is going to resonate with, yeah, we believe you, it is out of your reach. Raise your vibration, raise your frequency. Raise the way you speak to yourself. Raise the way you treat yourself, that you dress. I always bang on about becoming your highest version of yourself, your 2.0 version of yourself. I'm always sharing that with you all. And I mean it. Step into that person. I'm not saying your dream highest version of yourself wants a Lamborghini, so go get in debt to get one right now. No, you can work towards that. But what a reverse engineer. What does she do? I shared this with my Woman Up Monthly friends. All my Woman Up Monthly babes listening. You are my friends. I met my Woman Up Monthly members/friends. I shared with them this concept a few months ago in one of our masterclasses, and I said, about 2 years ago, I, you know, was thinking about this very loosely, not as much as I do now. Like, I didn't take it that seriously. And this is a thing, like, what I'm saying, take it seriously. But I asked myself, like, what would my 2.0 version do? What is one of the things that right now in my reality that I can make a reality? And one of those things was buying coffee and not stressing about it. Buying coffee and not being like, oh, if I just make it at home, I'm going to save $25 this week. Yes, of course, you know, there's other people, like if you're listening and you're like, oh yeah, but I'm saving for this not aligning with you. I'm saying, what is one thing that I could make possible? Like, see what I mean by a small thing, not going out and getting into debt just to go get a Lamborghini off the get-go, right? Like off this podcast, you're like, yep, Jess Pinelli told me to step into my 2.0 version of myself. She has a Lamborghini, so I'm going to go get one now and get into debt. No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is look at the small things that you are able to adopt to start to step into her. Mine was having a coffee whenever I felt like it, not feeling guilty, not counting my pennies, having that lack mindset. Because again, this feeds into other things like having that lack mindset, vibrating on lack. And I do. I'll have a coffee when I want, and sometimes I just make them at home. Because if anyone doesn't know, I drink black coffee, so it's easy for me to have instant coffee at home. I'm not fussy in that way. But that is one of the things, and you may think that is so small, but it's changed my mentality, and now it's so ingrained in me. I'm part of that 2.0 version of me, that higher self of me. Even from the way that you dress, the way that you put out your energy to other people, how you're acting and vibing with other people. What, like, have you ever walked in a room and, you know, it's just been such low energy, or you've gone to meet up with someone and they're low energy and it's yuck. And you leave feeling shit and you feel the energy in you is dense. Think about what is the impact that you want your energy to make around every single person that you encounter, whether it's at home, at your job, out, partying, whatever you're doing, out at the shopping center, out on your coast walk, whatever it may be. Just start to think, what is the energy that is so important? Everything that I am sharing with you right now and everything that I preach, I guess, for lack of a better word, I was trying to think of another word, but everything that I share is because you need to know that deep within yourself, you have the power and you have the control. Stop having such a shitty fucking mentality that you can't change your life. Stop living in victim mentality that something has happened to you in the past and then you're just that person for the rest of your life. Yes, work through trauma. Yes, work through processing your emotions. Work through understanding who you are now outside of that trauma, but who you want to be healing and after healing that trauma. One thing that took me is such a long time to process, and I played victim mentality, was my mum dying when I was 18. And it's only the past 2 years, if that, I've really started to embrace understanding my grief process, understanding the trauma I've held and suppressed inside. My abandonment issues when it comes to my mum passing away. Other things for me have been processing past relationships that I've spoken to about. Two episodes ago, the broken relationship and things that I've learned. Those are new things. So yes, I'm not saying that you're all good, something will happen to you and you just, yep, let's just choose to just be a different person and it's as easy as that. Because it's never as easy as that. There's a process to it. But it starts with being aware. It starts with being fucking honest with yourself. In the moments in my life that I really sat down and I've spoke to myself, I've journaled and I've been honest and I've confronted myself and I've called myself out on my own bullshit, that is when I change. That is when I transition. That is when I unpeel the different layers of who I am and I break through and I'm like, ah, I get to the other side and I'm like, fuck, why didn't I just process this sooner? Why didn't I just step into fear sooner? Why didn't I step into it head on? Every single time, right? And then it becomes this mindset up level. I journal, I meditate, I move my body, I read, see a therapist. I have my own coach, both lifestyle, both business. I do a lot, like I said, a lot of personal development. I have loved ones I can speak to. I have outlets. So start to think of all your outlets and start to think, how can they hold space for me to transition into becoming better than who I am now? If you're not happy with where you're at in life, stop fucking blaming other people. Stop blaming other experiences and circumstances. Stop blaming things you cannot control. Start blaming yourself if you were stuck exactly where you were 3, 6, 12 months ago, 5 years ago. And you're going to have to blame yourself if you're stuck there in another year's time, in another 2 years' time. Think about that. Do the homework as always. And just envision, who am I becoming? Do I love her? Is she who I really want to be? Am I doing everything I possibly can? When there is a will, there's a way. And I never really used to like this saying. I don't even know. I can't even share with you why. I just never used to like it. But it's not until I moved to Bali and I had to go fully with my business, switch to that entrepreneur lifestyle, that I really started to understand that. When you want something to work, when you want to get somewhere, when you have that desire to achieve a goal and it is so rooted inside of you, like you feel it in your heart space, you feel yourself light up, you feel inspired, you will do everything you can to make that possible. And you will keep going and going and going. And even if you fail, like I have failed so many fucking times over the past year, over the past 2 years, so many times. But it's great because hindsight is beautiful and I can look back and I'm like, all right, well, I learned that from here. As long as you were learning the lessons. But start to ask yourself, how can I be better for me? Am I doing everything that I possibly can to live a life that I am happy with? I'll leave you with that. I'm getting so hot. I'm filming this podcast episode as well. The ring light's on me. I have other lights on and I'm like, oh, need to take off my shirt, just being my sports bra. But I'm going to go now. I love you all. I appreciate you all. And just know that this comes from so much love. As I say, like you are all of you listening right now. You're my friends. I'm having a chat with you. We're sat on beanbags, drinking tea, coffee, red wine, smoothies, whatever it may be. And I just want you to know that you have a choice and I believe in you and I want you to believe in yourself. I will speak to you all next week. Bye.